KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 52 degrees after a low of 51. We look for it to be mostly sunny today and a high around 76. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, a call to Red Oak Police early this morning about suspicious men in a vehicle resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man on drug charges. Red Oak Police responded at around 4 a.m. to the 1800 block of East Summit Street, and upon investigation, arrested 33-year-old Lee E. Altmanshofer of Fremont, Nebraska. He was taken into custody on a felony charge of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and a drug tax stamp violation. Altmanshofer was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond. Red Oak Police were assisted at the scene by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and the Sheriff's canine, Rex. A traffic stop in Montgomery County Tuesday evening resulted in a pursuit with speeds reaching up to 145 miles per hour. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's deputies attempted to stop a 2011 Suzuki motorcycle traveling west on Highway 34 a little after 6 p.m. Tuesday, when the driver, who was later identified as 49-year-old Todd Dean Breeden of Honey Creek, failed to pull over. The cycle sped off and continued at a high rate of speed through parts of western Montgomery County and briefly into Mills County before Breeden wrecked the machine and ran into a cornfield. He was quickly apprehended and checked out by Red Oak Rescue. He suffered minor injuries in the crash. Breeden was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was charged with felony eluding, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, second offense, OWI, and interference with official acts. Cash bond was set at $5,000. Red Oak Police report the arrest of 27-year-old Cody Keene Blystone of Red Oak on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant for unauthorized use of a credit card. Blystone was arrested at the Mills County Jail Tuesday morning and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on a $2,000 cash bond. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes Tuesday said another candidate has filed nomination papers for a nonpartisan office. Richard Hoffman, an incumbent, filed his papers to run for the second position on the Union Township Trustee. He joins fellow incumbent Daryl Schreier on the ballot in the November general election. There's still one open position to fill in Cass County, and that seat is on the Soil and Water Conservation Board. Candidates have until 5 p.m. this evening to submit their completed nomination forms to the county auditor's office. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue will travel to Atlantic tomorrow for a town hall meeting on trade. He'll be joined by 3rd District Republican Congressman David Young. That meeting takes place from 2:45 to 3:45 p.m. Thursday at the Cass County Community Center. Now, according to a press release, the focus of the meeting is to bring together farmers and rural Iowans to discuss the importance of trade, conservation, commodity markets, and more. That meeting is open to the public. And as Iowa farmers face as much as $2 billion in losses to international trade tariffs, the Trump administration is announcing a tentative agreement with Mexico. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says President Trump has his mind set on eliminating NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, a longstanding deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
I'm encouraged by the progress made. I'm also hopeful that a fair trade deal will be struck with Canada so we can still have a trilateral agreement as opposed to bilateral between us and Mexico.
Grassley said he held 20 town hall meetings in Iowa this month, and at every one the issue of trade was brought up by concerned residents. For many farmers in Iowa and elsewhere, we're in the fifth straight year of falling revenues.
The sooner we get a new agreement in place, the sooner farmers and business people in Iowa and across the country can focus on exporting, and particularly for Iowa, exporting our American products, to our agricultural products, to Mexico and Canada without any concern of tariffs.
Any trade agreement the Trump administration may make must be ratified by Congress. Grassley notes the law stipulates Congress needs to be notified 90 days before it can be sent such a measure for approval.
The hope is to get this done within the United States Congress before this Congress adjourns and before a new Congress or a new president sworn in Mexico, which is December the 1st.
Iowa senior senator, a Republican, acknowledges the White House took the risk of upsetting Canada's leadership by announcing this tentative trade deal with Mexico first.
Yeah, I suppose it irritates Canada, but I'm sure this is the administration's strategy to put pressure on Canada.
Canada is Iowa's number one trading partner, with nearly double the market of Mexico for Iowa exports. In our funeral announcements, James Jim Waters, age 77, of Cumberland, died Saturday at his Farm, south of his home. Funeral services for Jim Waters will be today at 10:30 at the St. Timothy Catholic Church, south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Drew Bogar, age 29, of Audubon, died August 22nd at his home. Funeral services for Drew Bogar will be today at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Leland Weber, age 86, of Panora and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Leland Weber will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Kenneth Wester, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Kenneth Wester will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. James Tooley, age 77, of Walnut, died Sunday in Atlantic. Funeral services for James Tooley will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Wilma Leaders, age 96, of Oakland, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Wilma Leaders will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Joseph Springman, age 81, of Portsmouth, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Joseph Springman will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bruce Ohms, age 65, of Anita, died Monday at his home in Anita. No services are planned for Bruce Ohms, but a visitation will be held on Friday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Richard Charles Ronfelt, age 74, of Avoca, died Sunday at his home. Celebration of life services for Charles Richard Ronfelt will be held Wednesday, September 5th at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.